Next is a class on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 107, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 13, 1976, in New York.
You are fit to propagate the cult of devotional service. Therefore, gradually, hear all the truths about it from me. I shall tell you about them.
So, to propagate the devotion and service of Krishna consciousness requires the fit person, not that one can imitate. It is not possible. One who is fit to take this responsibility, he receives proper instruction and help from higher authorities. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected Sanatana Goswami as a fit person. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were ministers, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met them in Ramkeli, in Malda district, at that time one of the headquarters of Bengal government, so he thought, not only he thought, but these Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, they are eternal associates. They appear somewhere, just like Haridas Thakur appeared somewhere in Mahavedan family. Sanatana Goswami was found engaged in government service. Raghunath Das Goswami was a Jamindar's son in different places. But actually, they appeared to fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they are called Nitya Siddhas. That's called Arjuna. Arjuna is Nitya Siddha friend, eternal friend. Otherwise, how Krishna says that, Arjuna, when I spoke to Sun God, Arjuna inquired, that, Krishna, how can I believe? Sun God is long, long millions of years ago. How it is that? You taught him. So what Krishna replied? Krishna says, yes, you are also present there, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. So similarly, whenever Krishna goes anywhere, his eternal associates also go with him. So Sangha Pangasa Parsadam, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said in the Bhagavatam, Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Pangasa Parsadam. Sangha, associates. Therefore, you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. These are principal associates, and similarly other devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are like six Goswamis and many others. We have got the list in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, they are all Nitya Siddhas, eternal. There are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Baddha. Nitya Siddha means they never fall a victim of Maya. That is Nitya Siddha. Even though they are within this material world, they are never victimized. That is called Nitya Siddha. And one who is victimized, he is called Nitya Baddha. But the actual constitutional position of every living entity is nitya-siddha. Because God is eternal and is part and parcel, the living entity there also eternal. So that is nitya-siddha. Nitya-siddha, sadhana-siddha, kripa-siddha, there are different grades. They are all described in the Letter of Devotion. So, one can become sadhana-siddha by following the rules and regulations and instruction of the spiritual master. He can also become siddha. He can become again nitya-siddha. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is to make the nitya-bodhas again nitya-siddha, to bring them. It is a difficult task. I was talking in the morning, it is very difficult task to, just like a madman to again bring him to the normal life is very difficult task. You have got in your country so many institutions. So, the whole world, anyone who is in this material world, is a madman. Pisachi paile jano mati channa hoy. Mayagrasta jivere sei dasa upaja. When a man becomes grossly haunted, and he talks all nonsense. Similarly, anyone who is within this material world, they are all madmen. And Krishna consciousness movement means to cure them by this treatment. So if anyone accepts this treatment, then he can make progress very quickly. Just like any madman, if he is under proper treatment, there is hope of his being cured. But the modern education is that to keep him madman. That is the defect of modern civilization. Everyone is madman within this material world. And the modern education is to keep him madman. Therefore they cannot understand our philosophy. This Krishna consciousness philosophy is very bona fide and most essential philosophy. Madman cannot understand, but that does not mean the process of treatment should be stopped. No, it must go on. It cannot be stopped. So, therefore in the previous verse it is said, Achiradeva sarvartha siddhati esam abhipsita sadhanmasavabodhaya jisang nidbandhini mati. One must at least understand that we are in a, everyone understands that, but Maya covers, does not allow him to understand properly. Here in this material world, we are trying to become happy. Just like in your country, is supposed to be most advanced in material civilization. They are trying to be happy, but we can see, even in this New York City, nobody wants, still 24 hours there is blazing fire. Tung, 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 gun, 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 gun. Stop this. Why there is blazing fire? Nobody wants it. But there must be, because you are in the material world. However big, big skyscraper building you may have, you have to suffer. But this dull brain cannot understand. because madman. So this dull brain has to be cured. All rascals, mura, it is a fact. Namang duskidina mura prapadjante narala. Duskidina means simply unnecessary, wasting time, adjusting things materially. This is miscreants. They do not know that for one type of advantage I have to create 100 times disadvantage. This is the fact. We are coming from New Vrindavan, they are living very comfortably in open space. There is no such disturbance 24 hours, dung, 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 kong, 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 kong. No disturbance. But you have created some advantages to live in the skyscraper building. There are so many other disadvantages also. So, therefore, sometimes the Indians are accused that believe in destiny. But that is actual fact. You cannot improve a single inch than you are destined. That is not possible. That is not possible. If you want to increase your so-called happiness, then you simply waste your time. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Natat prayasam kartabham. I am not in a good position economically. Let me try to improve it. That you cannot. Otherwise, in New York City, so opulent, so materially advanced, why we see so many men in the Central Park lying on the bench? Why? They do not belong to the poor nation or poor city. Still, because he is destined, he must lie down there. Maybe he is a rich man's son, born in this nation, but because he is destined to suffer, he must lie down there. Because he is destined to suffer, he must become a hippie. So you cannot stop it. You cannot stop it. That is not possible. Therefore, those who are advanced in knowledge, these do not try for all this nonsense, improving material condition. It will not make happiness. It will increase problems. The so-called happiness will increase problems. Then you have to deal with that problem. Then again another problem, another problem. Devijishagunamayini. Mama maya durutvaya. Just like they are trying to control over the laws of material nature. That is impossible. It will never be possible. If you solve one question, then you will have to meet with thousands of other questions. It is not possible. So, the Vedic literature says that do not waste your time in that way. Better you utilize your valuable time to understand Krishna. Then your life is successful. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply try to understand Krishna, then you will understand everything very nicely. Just like we sometimes challenge the big scientists, philosophers, psychologists. But we are not psychologists or scientists. 10 years before, in my easy journey to other planet, I have written that this moon-going attempt is childish and waste of time. And still we are challenging that Mars-going so-called, it will also fail. Write it. It will fail. Not that process. So how we are saying, how we are challenging this big scientist? Because we know from the Vedic literature that it is not possible to go to the moon planet or Mars in that way. It is not possible. You have to qualify yourself. Just like to come to America, one has to qualify himself for the proper visa, passport, and so many other things, bank balance, these. How you can go to the other? They are higher planetary system. So, this is all childish. But if you want to go at all, then it is possible if you follow the proper process. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jati deva brata devan, pitrin jati pitrin brata, bhute ja jati bhutani, mad ja jinopi jati ma. So, the intelligent person, they will try to attain for this. Mad ja jinopi jati ma. Let me become a devotee of Krishna, so that next life I go directly to Krishna Loka. Mamupetra kauntiya dukkhalayam asasatam napnubanti mahatmano sangsiddhim paramangata. That is the highest perfection of life. So if we understand this philosophy, that there is another life, which is eternal blissful life of knowledge. If we simply become serious to go to that life, then the Krishna consciousness is the only method. But if we want to live in this rotten life of material existence, then we can continue. Yathe chasi tatha kuru, whatever you like and do. But if you have got little inclination, then there is process. Therefore, in the previous verse we have read, sadharmasya avabodhaya jesang nidbandhini mati. Sadharma means eternal life. Dharma means occupational duty. Here we are engaged in temporary occupational. That this dull brain cannot understand. Now I have got Indian body or American body. I am engaged in American consciousness. But as soon as the body is changed, I get the dog's body, then dog's consciousness. Whole thing changed. So therefore it is temporary. This consciousness is temporary. Say for 50 years or 100 years at most. But this dull brain cannot understand that there is a life of eternity, blissful knowledge. The dull brain, so too, just like a madman, cannot understand. So our task is very difficult. We have to cure so many. It is not possible to cure all of them. But as far as possible, we are trying to cure and simply one has to accept this philosophy seriously, then you'll get knowledge. Saddharma savabodhaya jishang nidbandini mati. So, it is the duty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative to take instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it. That is, he has said, yajñapatra hao tumi bhakti pravartait. You are the fit person. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give you instruction. If you are unfit, then there will be no instruction. And what is the fitness? Fitness is, he must be very eager to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like Sanatana Goswami approached, my Lord, you have released me from this material occupation. Now, order me, what shall I do? This is what. One must be ready, very eager to carry out the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he will give you instructions. And as soon as you get the favor, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very simple. Simply we must be serious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agnaye Guru Haiya Taroyai Desh. Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna. This is the seven substance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instance. And the details are there, but this is the platform. You must be ready to become a guru simply by repeating the instruction of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore we have taken Bhagavad Gita as it is, and following the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are preaching to our best capacity. This is required, that you must be ready, you must be serious. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give you proper instruction, and then he will be a very nice preacher for the benefit of the whole world. Thank you very much.